God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to be in our lives is from the gospel lesson. Now, Jesus is teaching us here about persistence. And I want you to listen to this gospel lesson once again from Matthew chapter 15. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to a region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed that very hour. I want you to think about persistence. Persistence is something that we go after without even thinking about failing, not even thinking about obstacles, not even thinking about what lays ahead. But it's persistence. It is being the one that goes continually after something. Growing up, I played Babe Ruth baseball. Babe Ruth baseball was for ages 13 to 15. And I think it was my last year playing. And there was another young boy that was on the team. His name was Billy. And Billy couldn't do much. The only reason he was playing baseball was because his father was an assistant coach of the team. So Billy tried. But everything that he did didn't turn out well. He couldn't throw the ball. He couldn't hit the ball. And if he did, it only went to the pitcher. But he would try, and he would try, and he would try again. Billy showed us persistence, that he was going to be someone someday, and he was going to try and continue to do that. Now our Lord is teaching us about that persistence, about being persistent in coming to the Lord. The woman that is here comes to Jesus. Her daughter is possessed by a demonic possession, and she only sees evil, and she comes to Jesus to heal her daughter. But Jesus isn't even giving her notice. It seems like Jesus is completely ignoring her. He listens to her pleas. Her persistence is going to be paid off. As Jesus says, "Oh, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." Because she continued to come after Jesus, didn't take no for an answer, but continued. What about us? What about you and me who face such trials and tribulations? We face sickness. We face death. We face this little thing that's called the coronavirus. We face that kind of thing. We face wearing masks. We face social distancing. We can't hug one another like we used to. We can't shake hands with one another as we used to. We can't even do anything that is out of the realm of being safe and isolated. And yet, our Lord continues to tell us to come to Him. Come to Him to seek Him. To seek His way. To seek His miracles. To seek His presence in our lives. He says to us in Matthew chapter 11, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. know, Jesus is there. He's within the pages of the scriptures. Martin Luther had said that he saw Jesus, the Christ, on every page of scripture. And as we read that, we are enlightened. We know that our God is with us no matter what happens. No matter what the trial, no matter what the tribulation, we continue with persistence to knock on his door, to seek him, to ask his presence, to ask his help as we seek his help and strength. The Lord God tells us in the 46th Psalm, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And as you read through that psalm, the psalmist is telling us of all the things that will happen and could happen. And yet there is one that is strong, that is our Lord God himself. And Jesus is that strong one, that one that comes to us and forgives us our sins. He cleanses us. He enables us to take the sacrament. And as we take the sacrament today, and we hear his words, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. We know that God is there and that Jesus is blessing us, that Jesus is assuring us of eternal life and forgiveness of sins, that he is there every step of the way. Even as we struggle in our life, and we struggle with all the issues that are presented before us, and we struggle to live for this Jesus. It's amazing that when we lived in Lake City, we had a neighbor, Pat, and she had to sell her house because of various reasons, and her house sold very quickly. This couple moved in. And we got to talking with this couple. And it's amazing how God works. Because Wendy says, you know, this is what God had intended for us. It kind of sends shivers up and down my spine to have someone that is in the neighborhood that talks about Jesus, that talks about God leading their lives, that talks about how God will support and encourage them and how God gave them that blessing. God gives us blessings, and he gives us the power to share him. Sometimes we wonder about sharing God and sharing Christ. We wonder what our words are going to be like. God presents the opportunities for us that we may tell others about Jesus. And I'm wondering what that woman did, following the heeding of her daughter. We're not told. But we can speculate that she told everyone that was around her about this Jesus, the healer, that he healed her daughter, took that demon possession out. And you see, God gives us the opportunities. He gives each and every one of us the words to speak, the times to speak them. It seems kind of hard for us to do that, wearing masks and social distancing. But God provides the way. God provides the strength. God gives us those kinds of opportunities. And I want you to think about the temptation in your life to just give up. There are times that we just want to give up. When I was writing my final paper for my Doctor of Ministry class, I wanted to give up because the professor sent me back the first chapter and it was all red lettering and red lines. And I told Karen, I said, this is getting just too hard. I think I'm just going to have a flushing down the toilet party. I'm going to give up. She told me, no, I can't do that. I have to forge ahead. I had an ELCA pastor in International Falls that I grew close to, and Paul was my reader for my final project. And he said, you can't give up, Scott. You got to continue on. Keep on. But sometimes we just want to give up. When I had shingles 4 years ago, and I saw the eye doctor, he said, "Have you got any pain yet?" I said, "No." He says, "You will." And once you have that pain, you will want to give up. You want to just throw it all in because it's so painful. But don't give up. Billy, you know, he heard all the taunts from other kids. He heard all of the insults that today we would call bullying. And he endured all of that. He never gave up. He continued on with persistence. And when I broke a bone in my hand because of a stupid act at a baseball game, Billy, he took over and he played first base. Oh yeah, he made mistakes, but he continued on. He was persistent. We make mistakes, but we continue on. We continue on seeking the Lord and His strength for our daily lives as He continues to dwell in our hearts and blessing us. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.